It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Would you be mine? It's a neighborly day in the beauty wood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Oh, hello, neighbor. Thanks so much for joining me this morning in our neighborhood. As we've been reading through our readings on August 4th in Project 4-4, today we tackled the chapter 46 of Jeremiah. It was a beautiful reading that we had this morning, and I'm so glad that you could join me to discuss that for a moment, because it was reading that was all about the Babylonians. Can you say Babylonians? I knew you could. Well, the Babylonians were going to march against another army. In this case, it was the army of Egypt. They were going to go in and take over Pharaoh's territory. And let's show you where that is on a map. I'll bet you've got a map much like this one in your bedroom that you can take a look at. Well, here's my map right here in the bedroom. In Babylon, it would be located right over here. Babylon would be just south near the Persian Gulf. Oh my, that jacket just keeps getting in the way, doesn't it? Let's just move it over here, won't we? Thank you, neighbor. Well, Babylon from the Persian Gulf, well, they decided they were going to march across here past the Red Sea over near the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea where Egypt was and the Egyptians were. And Jeremiah chapter 46 is saying what's going to happen when Babylon marches against Egypt. And do you know what's going to happen? Babylon is going to spank Egypt. That's right, they get a spanking. Have you ever had a spanking before when you did something wrong? Well, that's what's happening to Egypt right here at this point as well. They're going to get a spanking. And after Babylon marches down against Egypt, they'll be moving up the coast against the Philistines. Now, you remember Israel is right here in this area. Well, the Philistines were right along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. They were the sea peoples. Can you say Philistines? Oh, I knew you could. Well, Jeremiah says that after Babylon comes in and they take over Egypt, they're going to go ahead and walk up the coast and they'll beat up the Philistines as well. They're going to take a whooping. Now, Jeremiah says this much more poetically than you might say it or that I might say it about screams and horses' hoofs and other things like that are coming down with the chariots. But the bottom line is, Babylon is going to beat up Egypt and the Philistines. And that's our accelerator for today. I hope you've enjoyed Project 4-4.